Lake City, Colorado Springs, Colorado. This is the USA Volleyball Show, and here are your hosts, Clarence Hughes and Stephen Munson.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the USA Volleyball Show. My voice just cracked, but that's okay. This is episode number 58, and yes, this is Regional Commissioner Month. Stephen, what's up? How are you doing?
Regional Commissioner Month, indeed. I'm doing great. I was going to ask you, did you watch the Super Bowl?
I did. I kind of bounced around a couple of restaurants yesterday. It was a really good game. I don't like games ending on a field goal, but hey, I mean, you know, a win is
a little bit of time clock management there at the end, trying to be smart. Definitely the smart move for sure, but kind of lame to end a game of that magnitude in that way. But one of the best Super Bowls I've seen in recent history. I feel like just as far as scoring and the star power that was on display was pretty cool with the two young quarterbacks there.
Oh yeah, 100%. And just even like, you know, first possession of the game, Kansas City defense comes out, you know, just hit it. And then, you know, Eagles still score and they just went back to back. And you can really just see, it just became a chess match, but it was one of those just really, really, really exciting chess matches that people, you know, like to see, you know, very historic Super Bowl for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Who were you going for?
Well, as you know, I'm a Dallas native, big Cowboys fan. Eagles are division rivals. Nice mug you got there.
Oh, yeah.
I was pulling for the Chiefs. I know a lot of Broncos fans here in Colorado were pulling for the Eagles for the same reason, division rivals. But yeah. It was a fun game, though. It was fun.
Yeah. I'm a Chargers fan and, you know, AFC West.
Yep, there you go.
I'm tired of the Chiefs winning, but I guess I was pulling for the Eagles, but I was indifferent. I didn't care either way. It was a good game. That's all anybody could really ask for, right? Unless you're actually playing or unless you got money on the game, but, you know, neither here nor there.
Yeah, neither here nor there. Really quick, you said you were bouncing around different restaurants. What's your go-to Super Bowl snack appetizer that you want to have on the spread?
Do wings count as snacks? I love a good traditional flat, you know, just either lemon pepper, barbecue, buffalo. I like making wings too. So
it's got to be the flats too. Are you a flats guy?
I'm a flats guy.
Okay, yeah, 100%. Me too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Every time I order them, I do all flats. I pay the extra dollar, whatever it is, to get all flats.
I guess
not messing around with the drums.
Take them out. Yep. Mm-hmm. My Wingstop order, lemon pepper flats, one big thing of ranch. Mm-hmm. Wingstop ranch is the best. Is that going to be a new sponsor soon? I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I'm a big dips guy. Like I need some, like we had some 7-layer dip out on the spread last night. Queso. Didn't know you could do that. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you can order flats only. Order only flats. Ooh, yeah. Buffalo chicken dip. We had one of those too.
Why didn't we have a Super Bowl party? Why didn't we do this? You know, who won those hot sauce? Who stole the hot sauces from the White Elephant from our holiday party?
We could have had a hot ones party.
We could have a hot one, 7-layer dip, wings,
all the wings. Party.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Mark it down on the calendar for next year for sure.
Got it.
A USA Volleyball Show podcast Super Bowl party. There we go. Mm-hmm. Well, that's
awesome.
Yeah, definitely. Now that we're all nice and hungry here on this early recording for this episode, let's move on to the actual the meat, no pun intended, of this episode. We're talking about we brought it up at the beginning. This is Regional Commissioners Month. We have three episodes dropping. This is episode number 2 of that series. In case you missed it, we had on SEVA, that's Columbia Empire Volleyball Association Region Commissioner Cody March on our last episode. You can go check that out right now. Cody talked about his region, the growth of the game, specifically to his region, and what they're doing at the grassroots level to grow the game there. Cody also talks about his background, as well as growing the officials' pool in SIVA region. For more info on SIVA, contacting Cody or becoming a USAB member, visit usavolleyball.org. Now, everyone's favorite segment of the podcast, News with Hughes.
That's not what I heard. I don't know about
that. That's not what the reviews are saying.
Yeah, I know. I got a couple negative ones. I'm just kidding. Totally kidding. All right. The 2023 U.S. Beach Club Championship will be held July 9th through the 11th in Hermosa Beach, California. Side note, Hermosa Beach is also one of my favorite places to go in California, in that Long Beach, LA County area. Really great. So really happy that's going to be there too. But this is the second year of the joint venture between USA Volleyball and Association of Volleyball Professionals, aka AVP. The format mimics collegiate style of competition. Registration is now open, so sign your team up if you are interested. Big congratulations to Kelsey Robinson Cook, Catherine Plummer, and Stephanie Samity on winning the Italian Cup after sweeping the U.S. teammates Jordan Larson, Jordan Thompson, and Dana Redke in the final. That's a that's an amazing lineup. That's what I wanted to say. Those are some stacked teams, man. I'm really sad I had to miss that.
I bet that was a fun match,
Man, insane. Wow. But also coming up, are you interested in the men's college volleyball world, men's college volleyball scene? If so, check out our website for weekly roundups to stay up to date on results, rankings, key matchups, and much more. More information on these and all other news items can be found at usavolleyball.org.
Now, on to today's show, and pretty fitting, I would say, because today, if you're listening to this when this comes out, it is Wisconsin Day. And we are talking to the Badger Region Commissioner, Regional Commissioner Jen Armson Dyer. Back in December, we sat down with a few of our USA Volleyball Regional Commissioners at the 2022 ABCA Convention. We chat with them about their region successes, as well as some struggles that they've seen in their region. We talked to them about growing the game and so much more. So continuing our series here into the regional commissioners month, I was about to say episodes, month.
they're technically episodes.
Yeah, that's right. Here again, here is Badger Region Commissioner Jen Armson Dyer. Here's Jen.
All right. Well, Jen, thanks again for taking the time and, you know, waking up a little early, walking in the cold Nebraska snow to, you know, meet with us today here. Yeah, let's just kick things off. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is a question we really like to ask, you know, all of our guests here. And it's really, really cool to hear, you know, the region commissioner answer to this, too. Mm-hmm. Just how did you get immersed and introduced to the game of volleyball? And from there, how does that tie into, you know, your journey to being a region commissioner, mm-hmm. you know, of the Badger region?
Yeah. I mean, I have been my mom was a high school coach in Wisconsin for 40 years. And so I grew up in a gym. I grew up, you know, surrounded by volleyball. I played club out of Madison, Wisconsin. Went to college on a scholarship at Northwestern. From there, I have a journalism degree from Northwestern now. And so I went into communications. And so, like I was saying before, I'm much more comfortable behind the camera and the mic than in front of it. So I was the sports information director at Penn State for 10 years with men's and women's volleyball. During that huge run of, you know, 2007 to 2010, I left in nine, with the men's and the women's. And so that was really cool. My husband, my now husband, I met, he was the men's assistant coach at Penn State when they won the national title in 2008. And volleyball has just been a part of my life. And then when he transitioned from the men's game to the women's game at Marquette University, moved back to Wisconsin and just kind of happened into Badger region. I was hired, and actually it was funny, when I was hired, they were like, "Are you going to be bored?" And I am so far from bored. So I started off in membership, and then, you know, some moves happened, and I am now the executive director and commissioner. Awesome. So, yeah, I've been with Badger Region since 2009.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Wow. What an incredible career already. I know, right? And a lot of it's turns there, but still staying in volleyball,
for
which
sure.
is awesome.
For sure.
What's been your favorite part so far along that journey? It sounds like you got a long way to go, a lot more stuff to kind of dive into, dig into? What's been, like, you know, your favorite part so far?
It's funny. I kind of refer to my life in like two parts. The you know, the first part of my life was the communications part of it. And I loved it. I was single or newly married, didn't have kids. I got to, you know, go to a bunch of different cool places. I got to go to Hawaii every year with the Penn State men's team, which was terrible, especially in January State College, Pennsylvania. Yeah. but just meeting the people and the relationships. And I guess that's probably the thing across. I mean, there's been some really cool experiences. 2007 national championship with Penn State, I was sitting right at the end, and just being able to hear Coach Rose, who is a character in and of himself, just hearing what he's saying on the bench. And then when we won, it's funny, if I was showing somebody this the other day, because we were talking about this, 2007, if you watch the YouTube video, we win and I stand up because I have no idea what to do. Like, as the SID, I'm like, I need to go get an interview. What do I need to do? So it was funny. 2008, actually, it was here in Omaha, I think. We were much more prepared, but it was just cool. Just the experiences. And then on the commissioner side, just the successes, the little stuff behind the scenes. Because, you know, as a commissioner, you're not out in front of a lot of people sometimes. Yeah. But just the successes, the thank you notes that we get from parents. And, you know, my daughter got her serve over today, and that was
cool.
Seeing the successes of our high performance teams are really cool, because I get to be a little bit more involved and kind of back in front of people with that. But that kind of reminds me why we do what we do.
I love hearing about just careers in sports, careers in volleyball. You know, a lot, we have listeners who are young players, maybe collegiate players, high school players. Could you just talk a little bit about, you know, that opportunity to get into communications, and you know, what excited you about that? What drove you to want to go into communications, be an SID?
When I was in high school, I just got involved with a student newspaper. And when I went to Northwestern, I actually declared as a geology major.
Yeah.
And
why'd you do that?
Opposite.
Yeah,
there.
I know. Yeah. Exactly. No, I loved, you know, rocks and minerals and hiking and all that stuff.
A science nerd.
No. And so I got there and I was like, oh, this is a lot of science. I liked writing. I've always been a very good writer. And I lucked into one of the best journalism schools in the country.
It's a pretty good
one. So it's okay. And so I was staying on campus for one of the summers, and my academic advisor said, well, why don't you go intern in the athletic communications office? And that completely changed my life. And so it's really cool, those people behind the scenes that don't get the press and, you know, the support staffs and stuff like that. I mean, that suggestion literally changed my life because I was on that path. I worked Big Ten tournaments while a student at Northwestern, you know, just in proximity to Chicago, and then just went into communications. And it was great, because especially at a place like Penn State, the volleyball IQ had to be very high. And then also the journalism and the communications part. And so, especially with Coach Rose, he asks a lot of everyone, and Pav too. But I was able to prove to him that I could do this on both the communication side and the volleyball side. And I think I could intuitively know what he wanted. And there's so many Russ Rose stories that could be another show in itself. So we're not going to go down that path. But just, you know, knowing what scores he would want to know after the match was done, and printing box scores that he could see, and kind of just kind of knowing, as scary as it is, knowing what he would want, I think really helped.
Yeah. I think it's I just think it's really important for, you know, athletes to hear, you know, where their careers could go after playing.
For sure.
Because, you know, the pool gets smaller and smaller and smaller the higher up in the level of play you get in volleyball.
Definitely.
We've had Holly McPeak on talking about sports broadcasting. So I loved hearing you talk about the SID side of that. That was awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. No, and it's you know, a lot of people think, oh, if I'm not a player, then I have to be a coach. There's so many different roles. There is administration. And I know some of my former teammates are in like athletic counseling or, you know, athletic academic counseling and stuff like that. And so there's so many ways that you can contribute after sports rather than just coaching. And not just coaching, because obviously that's, a huge thing too. But there's many, many different avenues. And I just love the communications part. Mm-hmm. And that was a really good wheelhouse for me. And it serves me now in my position now, because everything lives or dies by communication.
Yeah.
And we really take that to heart in Badger Region.
Yeah.
What's some advice that, you know, you have to an athlete or a student athlete who is making that transition, you know, whether it's just trying to find that foot in the door in the sports industry, or like we are talking about now, trying to go through that transition process of being an athlete to making that career into the sports industry? Like, what's some advice you have there?
I would say try everything. I did an internship while at Northwestern in a magazine in downtown Chicago, and it was a great experience, but I found out I didn't want to do that. And so just learning what you don't want to do as part of, you know, okay, that closes that door, I'm going to continue on this path. I think one of the biggest eye openers for me when I started in the athletic communications world was just how much goes on behind the scenes. And so I would encourage athletes, you know, in high school or in college, or just explore and talk to other people and talk to the athletic trainers and talk to the facilities people and talk to the academic counselors, because something may spark.
High school newspaper.
Exactly.
Like you did. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's, you know, some of those things that you never think of become your life.
Yeah.
That's
awesome. Could you just talk about your role as the commissioner in the Badger region? I almost said Gateway. We just had Steve Meath on right before you. But yeah, just your role as the commissioner of the Badger region.
Yeah, we have five. I'm one of five staff. And so we're based out of near Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We just got the numbers yesterday. We're one of the eighth largest region.
Oh, awesome.
And so we just passed 14,000 members, which is crazy to me. When I started, we had about seven.
Yeah.
And so we have 130 clubs. And so my job is just to kind of manage the circus. You know, in region communications, we're all nonprofits. Region operations, we're all nonprofits. And so I'm the HR department. I'm the finance department. Yeah. I'm the
Of hats.
I'm the ultimate customer service complaint department.
Yeah.
Communications department.
Managing staff. Stuff like that. So it's a lot. And I think a lot goes on behind the scenes that people have no idea about.
Right.
But we do a lot of stuff. We have a lot of, you know, kind of fingers in different pies and try to do a lot of different things. So that's what I'm most proud of. And it's a cool experience because it's not anything I even knew existed. You know, when I played cup volleyball, it's like, oh, I just played for the club and we just went to some tournaments and then we had fun, you know, and now seeing the other side of it, it's a lot.
And how many clubs do you have?
We have 130.
130 clubs.
Some of them are satellites. And so they're larger clubs that have, you know, just different branches in different parts of the state. But yeah, across Wisconsin, we have 130 clubs.
Mm-hmm. And are you hosting any local tournaments and, you know, junior to adult to just volleyball development as a whole?
Yeah, we have our Badger Region Championships is our marquee event. We have 750 teams over 3 weekends at the Wisconsin Center in downtown Milwaukee. So it's a lot.
See, that sounds like a lot.
Yeah. But it's great. I mean, it's like this convention.
Yeah.
It's a reunion. Mm-hmm. The officials love coming back. We have coaches who have been there, you know, since it started. We've been around since 1994 and they've been running it since the late 90s. And cool. So it's just a really longstanding tournament. Now we're like, oh, this is really big. Okay. And so thankfully our convention center is expanding. We also host a power league and a qualifier. One of the really cool things that we do is we called it the BBS, the Badger Boys Series. And so it's a high level scrimmage, I guess, for boys 12s and 13s. And that has really spurred our boys' growth and people love it. And I love seeing those boys play. We host another boys tournament, the Dale Rohde Memorial. Dale was a longtime official parent coach in our region, and he passed away from cancer. And when he passed, we had a conversation with his wife and she said, I'd like to give some money to sponsor a boys tournament. And so it's a low cost boys tournament. It's one day. We host it with our Badger Region Championships when space allows. And we've had teams come from Minnesota and Iowa. And one of the teams from Minnesota who came last year said, this is the only tournament our boys have played against boys. This is amazing.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And so just to try to help that boys growth is really cool.
Yeah. Had a similar moment when I had a very short coaching career. But I had a similar moment. I was coaching a 14s boys team in Colorado. Mm-hmm. and we were at a tryout, and it was actually a girls' tryout, but they had some boys there kind of simultaneously doing it. The first day was only one boy in the 14U kind of age range, and loved it still. Loved it. His sisters were there playing. And then the next day, there were probably five or six more boys, and his face just lit up just because he'd never played against other boys his age before. Yep. And then had a great team form from that and just had a blast seeing them just enjoy volleyball. It was just so cool see him. Very rewarding for What you talked a little bit about it, but what are some of the like recent successes in the Badger region? I know you talked about the growth of the boys game, but just some of those recent successes that come to mind.
And it's funny, my staff does a great job. We have a great communications in Badger Region, and we put together in the last 16 months, Badger Region across all levels has had 12 national championships.
Oh, awesome.
Like when you think of Wisconsin, you don't think a hotbed of volleyball, you know, you think of California or just, you know, just those types of things. But obviously last year with UW-Wisconsin or UW-Madison winning the national championship, UW-Eau Claire women won the national championship for Division III. Carthage men's won back-to-back on the college club. We have a very, very robust college club scene in Wisconsin. UW Oshkosh men and women beat UW lacrosse men and women for the title.
That's awesome. And I was going to mention Oshkosh as being a powerhouse. I played a collegiate club at Texas State.
Nice.
And Oshkosh was always the the go-to. You wanted to go watch them play.
For sure. For sure. No, and then, I mean, we had three teams win boys and girls junior national championships last year. Milwaukee Sting and FC Elite won some titles. Our high performance teams won two titles this summer. And so just those successes alone are the visible ones, but then it's, you know, it's the other smaller successes and just the, you know, we hear from clubs that come to our region championships. They're like, this was the first time we ever won a match. Like that was amazing. The kids had such a great experience. And so it's the high level visible ones from Madison, from Wisconsin winning to that, you know, level. And it's great.
That's awesome.
I love how each of these conversations have kind of been naturally just inclusive of, you know, the conversation of boys volleyball. Mm-hmm. And like, I saw the way your face lit up, and we just, you know, we just interviewed Steve not too long ago, same thing happened with him. And, you know, we just also released an episode with John Sperat, who's our men's national team coach. And he's talking about, you know, the growth and development of the boys game and how important it is. And, you know, just the state of the boys game right now and how we need to, you know, continue to support the boys game as I love the public setting we have here.
That was Lee Feinswag from Volleyball Magazine just laughing.
Yeah. Oh, perfect. Yeah. Perfect timing. But where was I going with this? Like just these natural conversations about growing the boys game of volleyball and continuing to support there and doing what we need to do to grow the game. So, you know, what are some other things that the Badger region is doing to help grow, you know, the game of boys volleyball?
And it's funny. I mean, just being at Penn State with Pav when I was there and when I was there, Matt Anderson was a gangly 6'5" kid who weighed about 95 pounds.
Yep.
Obviously, we all know his success now.
Doing pretty good.
And so he's doing all right. And Max Holt.
Yeah.
And you know, if you don't know the story of Max Holt when he was a freshman serving against Braun Irvine, do some research. That was the match where the lights went out at Penn State. Do you guys know about that?
No, I don't
one?
Know that story, actually.
Oh, yeah. You'll have to do some research. Yeah,
okay. Maybe we'll have Max on to talk about
have
that.
Have Max and Sperat on about the lights going out when he was serving in the national semifinal.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Because the lights were on a timer at Rec Hall. Nobody thought to turn the timer off. Timer's now been fixed. It's not like that anymore. Yeah.
Goodness.
Yeah, that was probably 2006, six. Yeah. So that's another story.
A little teaser for a later episode.
Exactly.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Be on the lookout for turn off the lights episode. Right?
That's awesome.
And so just getting immersed in that when I was at Penn State, I really become an advocate for boys volleyball. Brian Sharkey, who's one of my staff members, is just a complete amazing person.
He's so nice.
So nice. He's so knowledgeable. Just he's the champion of boys volleyball in Badger Region. And so he takes it and he's a high school coach too. Okay. And so he is in with all the high school coaches, with all the club coaches. We have a great relationship with all of our boys clubs. And so just being like, hey, does this tryout you know, because a lot of the focus is on the girl side because that's the larger number. And, you know, that's how it is. But we really try to be like, OK, but is this good for the boys, too? Does this tryout model that we have for the girls, does that also work for the boys at all levels? You know, is there anything we can do to help with anything? Mm-hmm. One of the things I'm most proud of is we have a boys high school grant. And so any high school in the state of Wisconsin who is starting boys at any level will give $1,000 to.
Awesome.
We had six start last year.
Wow.
Yeah. So Sharky and I just went to the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association conference and had a booth there and talked to athletic directors from around the state being like, hey, do you know this is available? Like, we'll help you. We'll do whatever. The unique thing about Wisconsin, too, is our boys high school is in the fall. And so we're one of just a few areas, I think a couple areas in New York, some in Virginia.
Yeah. Normally spring.
Yeah. And so our boys club, when everybody else goes into their high school season, our clubs don't have that much to do. And so we try to provide them with opportunities during that downtime from, you know, late February to March until May. And so we just, yeah, that's when we do the region championships and the Dale and things like that. And so just try to provide outreach. And like I mentioned before, the Badger Boys series, just kind of bringing recognition. We've partnered with the High School Coaches Association to do watch lists and all tournament teams and rankings and polls and just trying to help bring that visibility to the boys game, especially being so close to Minnesota and them just approving boys. You know, we're trying to show, OK, this is actually a legit thing. What can we do to help? And so, yeah.
You talked a little bit about it there, just about the grant and, and wanting to start more on the boys high school level. But what are, I guess, for the girls and boys side, what is the Badger Region doing to continue the growth of volleyball in the region from the grassroots level up?
We really try to be, we just went through a 9-month strategic plan and we really try to be cognizant of what do our customers want? What do our clubs need? What can we do to help them? We have experienced significant growth in the last couple of years. Like I said, 750 teams in our region championships.
Yeah.
I mean, 5 years ago, we would have been like, okay, let's try to hit 600.
Yeah.
And so just seeing that growth has been great. And so we've done a lot to kind of ask, hey, what does this tryout policy work for you guys? Or we took away reduced fees, which in this day and age is not really a thing. We took away team fees. We took away just kind of making that administration easier because we understand that being a club director, that's a lot. And so if we can get the big clubs, make it easier for them, but also the new clubs coming in. That's kind of one of our goals. And just customer service and communication is really something that we strive for. And I think we're pretty good at it.
Yeah.
We put out, Sharky does a great job with the newsletter. We have a newsletter that comes out every other week. We just started an officials newsletter that comes out every other week to really try to educate and bring visibility to the officials. So coaching education, we do a lot with. We have a program called 3C, Coaches Coaching Coaches. And so rather than, you know, just having a coaching clinic and you go and sit at it and then leave, we'll send mentors out to a practice and they can talk about practice philosophy. We're not going to teach you how to pass, but we'll ask you, why are you doing that drill?
Oh, cool.
Have you thought about doing the drill this way? And kind of like the CAP model of, let's just think about it a little bit. Mm-hmm. We're doing things that we call lunch and learn. And so just taking an hour over a lunch period, we did one on boys growth, just doing a Facebook Live. We have one coming up in a few weeks with Eric Hodgson from Arizona Region and Marwan Jafir from Delaware, who are, I know, our CAP cadre and are in the coaching education realm, just about like preseason volleyball. And what, you know, when you have parents, how do you run a parent meeting? And, you know, just stuff like that, that I think, you know, we're just trying to do as much as we can and provide as many services as we can.
It's a good thing there's an expert in communications in the region.
Yes. Well, and Sharky also has a journalism degree.
Oh, there you go.
So two awesome. Of the five people on our staff are, we drown people
talkers.
With facts a lot.
No, I'm yeah. just kidding.
I'm not a talker. I'm a writer. but yeah, no. So it's good. And it's, you know, a lot of the problems that arise are from because people don't understand.
Yeah.
And so we really try to go above and beyond. We call it drowning with facts, which sometimes is probably annoying. But the more people understand, understand the why, even if they don't like the answer, the more the people understand the why, they're like, oh, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Set them up for success. And the answers are there when they have those questions.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You know, you're a leader in, you know, your region and, you know, your community of volleyball. And, you know, we're talking about a lot of these growing points and, you know, points of development and, you know, from the, you know, boys side, girls side, mm-hmm. even on the official side, you touched on a little bit too. What have been some other successes that you just see, you know, whether it's in the community, on your staff, on a tournament standpoint, just some wins, some successes that you just noticed and, you know, have really seen come through?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many different little stories that are really cool. We're doing a lot with, obviously, there's an official shortage, and a lot of different events popping up that are pulling officials away from the regions. And so we're doing a lot with just kind of training officials and seeing the kids, and we're focusing on a younger demographic, seeing the college kids get up and officiate their first match and just seeing like, oh, this is kind of cool. And seeing, we're also doing a lot with sportsmanship. We just partnered with, a company focused on sportsmanship and really promoting that and seeing that take hold. Has been really rewarding because it's this is a human game, you know, and volleyball is a game of mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes, from the coaches to the officials to the players. And we actually have banners and signage at our events that's like, hey, this is a learning environment. The coaches are learning, the officials are learning, the players are learning. Don't yell at everybody, you know. Mm-hmm. I think one of the good things to come out of COVID, and something that we learned a lot about, was when we had parents doing line judges and tables and stuff like that. Yeah. I think it really put in perspective, like, oh, this is hard.
This is challenging. This isn't fun.
Mm-hmm. And we would joke around with it and say, players, please don't yell at the line judges. We need them to take you home.
Yeah. Love that. Because it was their parents. Kind of a reverse role there.
Exactly,
almost. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
I can see it just like that child yelling at the parents, score! Yeah,
exactly. Scoreboard.
Exactly. And it was funny too, because there were some parents who didn't know how to do the score book.
Yeah.
And so we tried to provide the training and the online training, and USA Volleyball Coach Academy does an amazing job with the modules and the education for officials.
Yeah.
And so we did a lot with that, but there were parents who would run to the table to get the book and the you know, score flip, or to get the score flip rather than the book, because they knew that they were like, oh, I don't want to do this.
They don't want that job.
Yeah.
No.
This is the easy job. I already know.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. So yeah.
I love that approach, because like you said, you're getting more young kids into officiating, mm-hmm. But I had never thought about having parents get on the scores table and do that job, or on mm-hmm. the court and do line judging.
Yeah.
That's humbling. A great approach. And for them to, you know, realize next time they're sitting in the stands, have a better, understanding of those officials who are out there. Yeah.
Well, and we found that it kind of helps with tournament management too. Obviously, if you don't have to have a work team and you can have parents working that match, that takes, you know, a match out of the day. And so we found with some of our scheduling challenges, I mean, we don't do it at the older ages. Like, you're not going to put parents on an 18s boys match.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Not going to end well for anyone.
Yeah.
But you know, at the younger ages, the parents love it. They can get out of there faster. It's just a more efficient tournament.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things that we're kind of taking out of COVID is, hey, let's look at when we can do this. Let's look at keep going.
And establishing that learning environment for everybody.
Exactly.
Like you mentioned, I think that's super cool. Yeah. We talked about it with Steve too, but I just love Patty Rolfe's quote, bring love and kindness into officiating. And I think that's exactly
what
you're
doing.
We call
it rainbows and unicorns.
Well, I love that too.
Rainbows and unicorns.
And Patty is from Badger Region.
Yeah,
she was on our board.
Yeah,
and
she
she would bring that to our board and be like, why are we doing this?
Yeah.
This doesn't make sense. Yeah. Why are we doing this? I'm like, oh, yeah, you're right.
That's super cool.
So
that's
it was awesome. Cool to see her up on the stand last night too.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
she
that was awesome.
Job.
That was awesome.
Yeah. So we talk about that. How did you enjoy the games last night?
They were good.
They were really
good
matches.
Were great. I mean, my husband started at University of Pittsburgh with Dan when he started at Pitt. Mm-hmm. And so that one was tough because we know they didn't play the way they could have played.
Yeah.
The match at Wisconsin was amazing.
Yeah.
Like, that was one of the best volleyball matches I've seen in a while.
Yeah.
And so I know they're disappointed, but to get here again, that says something.
They're doing something right. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And to force that fifth set too.
For sure.
Yeah.
For
that was cool.
For sure.
Yeah. You talked a little bit about, we've talked about boys, we talked about the girls' growth, officials. Who are some of the people, or maybe some of the clubs in your region, who are kind of doing things right and helping the sport of volleyball grow within your region? Maybe, you know, a region or player, coach, club director is helping another club or something like that, that, that you've seen that just makes you smile.
I mean, I have to start with my staff. I mean, I have Brian Charkey, who's my program director. He does all the communications and the boys. Scott Spies, who was a longtime coach with Milwaukee Sting. Just a really great guy. He's the like even keel one out of all of us, which is great. You need that type of person. And so he does a lot with coaching education. Kelly Lehman is my tournament director. And just he's got a mind, like he can look at AES scheduling and just like piece it in. I'm like, I don't know what you're doing, but it's like the Matrix.
Yeah.
But he takes me like 10 minutes to just, I'm like, what did you just, I need a second to just break that down. So that's insane.
Yeah, so we'll be at a tournament and somebody, he's like, oh, I'm going to move this over here. I'm like, ah, what are you doing? I'm glad you're doing that.
Like, why? I need to know the why behind.
Right. And then Sarah Voigt, who's my officials person and youth director. And so just the work that they do behind the scenes and that, I mean, it's great to see. And they're the faces of the region, and they go out and then they talk to people and they do, you know, the coaching and club directors. One person who doesn't get enough credit is Jason Smith from the Wisconsin Volleyball Conference. So that's the college club. He has been doing that for years. And just to build up the college conferences, you know, sometimes the college clubs are like herding cats because it's, you know, it's not the visible, like, you know, intercollegiate athletics experience, but just the experience that these kids are having. And I think that has experienced is part of the growth of volleyball too, is these high school players who don't, maybe they don't want the Division I, II, III NAIA experience, but they still want to play. For Jason and his team, who are all volunteers, to go and have this such success at the WVC level is awesome. Tom Galecki of Wapaka Boat Ride, who, you know, one of the largest grass tournaments in the country.
I still am trying to get to that tournament to play.
It's so
in
cool.
Yeah, it looks
so
fun.
It's so cool. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
I need to do a little bit more training. I've lost due to COVID.
Okay.
I'm not in the best shape I used to be in, but I would love to play in that. I would love to play in that tournament. It looks like such a fun time.
It is. Yeah. It is. It's fun. But just, you know, we have a lot of just facilities who are like, hey, can I run a youth tournament? Or if I mention one club director, I'm going to get in trouble. But I'll just say that I love all of my club directors. We have really good relationships with a lot of our clubs, and a lot of people saying, okay, well, I can't do that, why? And so we explain the why, and they're like, okay, but can we do this? We're like, yeah, let's figure it out. I do annoy my staff a lot because I was a setter in college, so I like to facilitate success. And so my first thought isn't no. My first thought is, yeah, how can we do that? My staff's like, hey, can we talk about this?
Can we breathe? Can we
let's think about
take
this.
Take a second here.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Like, maybe, we're good. Let's go.
Maybe
let's
the answer it. Does need to be no or not right now. I'm like, okay, fine. But yeah, no, there's just so many cool people in Badger Region. And that's what I love. I know there's some areas of the country where it gets cutthroat and whatever. And we don't really have that in Wisconsin. I mean, we do in some level, you know, tryouts, everybody hates tryouts. And that type of stuff. But for the most part, everybody really works well together. Hey, what are you doing for this? And just kind of collaborating and that type of stuff. So it's been great.
Yeah.
If a parent or adult has an athlete who wants to start playing in your region, what are some of those first steps that they can take? Who can they talk to? Where can they go to find out more information? How can they take that first step to get involved and start it?
I know this will surprise you, but we have a very robust website for communication.
I wonder why.
I don't know why.
I wonder who's behind that.
And we're actually redoing it right now. But the Badger Region website is the first one, badgervolleyball.org. We have a listing of all the junior clubs in the state, broken out by area of the state, boys and girls. One of the cool things that we do too is after tryouts, we have a listing of clubs looking for players and players looking for clubs. And so if players go through the tryout process and find they don't have an offer for a club, or the offer that they received isn't what they wanted or whatever, they can put a email submission or a form submission on our website. We put it on the website and then clubs can look and be like, oh, I need a 14s middle. this girl's available, or, oh, you know, that type of stuff. And one of the cool successes this year is one of our clubs was able to form a team of 12 from the players looking list.
Wow.
Wow. Cool.
And so it's like just providing opportunities like that. Like that just gives me chills. and it's that type of those little things that people don't really know about until, you know, until it works and it's cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Jen, this has been incredible, an awesome conversation. Thank you so much for taking the time to sit down with us. Is there anything else you'd like to talk about your region, about volleyball as a whole, before we let you go here?
Yeah, I mean, just volleyball as a whole is really cool. And it's just such a small community. And there's people doing great things all over the country. You know, with the recent hurricane, Florida region is putting together or is underway a sponsorship or a, not a sponsorship, like a donation for their families. And several regions have contributed and they've been able to put out tens of thousands of dollars to help families who have been devastated by the hurricane and clubs. You know, these people wouldn't stay in volleyball. And it's like that, like that's just a snapshot of the volleyball community. And that's been the cool part is, you know, there's drama on club volleyball. We all know that. But at the base of it, it's good people. Mm-hmm. We all know everybody, even across enemy lines.
Yep. Across the net.
Across the net. You know, we're competitors on the court, but we're friends off of it. Yeah, yeah. And that's the coolest part to me. And being in an environment like this and, and, you know, just with the people at Penn State that I've you know, had relationships with and with my husband knowing everybody, it's like volleyball's like 6 degrees of separation.
Yeah.
It's just a really cool thing. And you can learn something from everybody. And the most, you know, important conversations are the ones that are had in the hotel lobby or the restaurant sometimes.
Yeah.
Because you can be like, oh, what do you do for this? And what do you do for this? And it's just really kind of small and intimate and be like, oh yeah, no, that'll work for me. So that's just kind of the coolest thing about volleyball for me. And I like my role because I get to do a lot of cool things.
Yeah. There's a lot of, like you said, drama, politics, competitiveness in volleyball. But at the end of the day, we're all family, volleyball family. We take care of each other.
For sure.
And I love that. And like you said, just an environment like this where you can walk 5 steps and you run into someone you know. Just shows how small the community really is. Yeah.
I mean, I stood in the arena last night and we literally for a half an hour didn't make it more than 5 feet because we ran into Brian Helmelgarn, who's wonderful official.
Yeah.
And then we got to talking and then someone else stopped by and then someone else, we were just standing in the arena.
Kind of reminds you why you do this too.
Exactly.
Yeah. This is awesome.
Yeah.
Well, Jen, thank you so much. Yeah. This has been incredible and look forward to hopefully having you on again sometime.
Anytime. Yeah.
We can talk all about your experiences at Penn State with Rose.
We'll have to see what's available for family content.
Right. There we go. There we go. Awesome. Thank you so much, Jen.
Of course.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Kind of the complete opposite from last week's episode with Cody March, as far as if we're talking specifically about backgrounds in volleyball, Cody coming from a non-volleyball background. This week we had Jen Armson Dyer on from the Badger region. She's very much coming from a volleyball background, just growing up around the game with her mom being a longtime high school coach in Wisconsin. Jen's a Wisconsin native, obviously. Wisconsin being a pretty powerhouse state in volleyball, I would say, from all the way from the junior to the collegiate level.
Oh yeah.
But Jen also played at Northwestern in college. She was an SID. We talked a lot about that with her. She was an SID for 10 years at Penn State. Some really great years there at Penn State with both the men's and women's volleyball programs. So definitely using that background to her advantage, not only the volleyball background, but her communications and media background too, to help grow the sport of volleyball in her region and look for creative ways to continue that growth and that membership growth from coaches to players to officials. Honestly, just a great conversation we had with Jen. Really enjoyed that conversation.
You know, I actually had the pleasure to meet her, you know, way before ABCA,
Awesome.
You know, in Omaha at the 2022 All-Star Championship. And, you know, she just a literal wealth of knowledge around the game of volleyball. And, you know, the Badger region, excuse me, is, you know, in very, 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 very just great hands with someone like her who's, you know, dedicated to, you know, growing the region as much as possible, doing anything, you know, she, you know, needs to do to, you know, just
show success and growth in, you know, in the volleyball community, whether it's on the junior side, even on the adult side of things too. There were a couple of conversations we were having about, you know, our Open National Championship there. And yeah, just very, very, very respectable person and leader in her wheelhouse there. Sorry, PK came in the frame and just
again, that's the, if you're watching the episode, you get a little bit extra there. You get a little PK action to that. But yeah, Jen is just very knowledgeable of volleyball and her region. And that's to a benefit of that. You mentioned volleyball community as well. I think that's kind of been a consistent theme here with our first two episodes in the Regional Commissioner Month here. They're doing more than just focusing on their club scenes, on their clubs, their club directors, players, parents. They're doing more to have outreach into the community, and that only helps grow the volleyball scene, the volleyball community in their regions, and continue to grow through that grassroots program, introducing volleyball at a younger age, and just strengthening the pipeline for those programs. So love that consistent theme of just volleyball community, because we mentioned it so many times. It's a large community, but it's a small community. Everybody has a connection somehow. Everybody knows everybody. And you never know if the player that you're facing across the net is going to be your college roommate one day or something. Just love the conversation with Jen, and love that we're just continuing to have these conversations with our commissioners and learning so much from them.
100%. And, you know, kind of like you mentioned and kind of implied, there's just so much that they're doing that they do talk about, like in all of our interviews that we've had. And there's so much that's being done that, you know, is just not talked about. It's just part of the day to day. There's just so much heavy lifting, you know, that's applied to that. And, you know, our regions are in a, you know, unique position to, you know, thrive and grow and, you know, make so many strides for the betterment of volleyball overall. And, you know, Jen is just one of those people who, you know, is all in, you know, along with a lot of our other, all of our other regional commissioners, excuse me there. And it's just really good time to be a part of all this too. And really great time to be having these conversations, you know, how we are, especially leading up to our, you know, annual meetings in May coming up in Dallas, hint, hint for opens, you know, we'll just see if we can continue a lot of those conversations there, but yeah, amazing. Yeah, just a big thank you again, Jen, you know, of the Badger region for sitting down with us, especially at ABCA, you know, with how busy, you know, you were, you know, with we were and, you know, just everybody we sat down with just had 40,000 things going on right now. But be sure to stay tuned this month as we will be chatting with a few of our other USA Volleyball regional commissioners. I think this is a good time to segue into some upcoming events with Steve Vine.
That's never going to get old.
Oh, no.
Coming up with our upcoming events, we have the ABCA Dallas Girls 18s National Qualifier, February 17th through the 19th in Dallas, Texas. The Boys Atlantic Northeastern National Qualifier, Week 2, February 18th through the 20th in Mannheim, Pennsylvania. Good luck to everyone competing in those events. Shout out again to, you just mentioned it, but shout out to all of our USAB regions for setting up and hosting those events. You know, it's not uncommon for a regional commissioner to be running the scoreboard or something at an event. They literally do everything, and these events could not get off the ground without our region. So thank you, and we appreciate you so much. More details on all upcoming events can be found at usavolleyball.org.
Man, you can definitely tell when we're in our, I mean, year round is busy, don't get me wrong, but you can definitely tell when we're in our, you know, really, really, really busy seasons with events too. It's just such a short list. I can't remember the last time you read a list this short of.
Well, so yeah, it's a short list, but if you think about it, we are dropping 3 straight episodes. So we try to like stay really, I guess, current on the events that are coming up. And since we'll have another episode next week, you're right.
Week
of events coming up. So, which I think is a little bit of a longer list. So
it is. I'm just imagining being in Sunshine in Orlando, being
that's
in
right. Sunshine, coming
being,
up,
being in Orlando for Sunshine Classic. That would be good old Orlando. Can't wait for it for sure. But just a few Indoor club reminders, just, you know, since we're on the topic of sunshine, we will be in Orlando for Sunshine Classic at the end of February and also the first weekend of March. We also have registration still open for those looking to compete in a national qualifier. That will be for the Salt Lake City Showdown on April 8th through 10th and the 14th through the 16th. As of right now, there is no waitlist as of today. But weekend two registration is filling up very quickly as teams are starting to complete requirements and get accepted. So weekend two has a little bit more of an opportunity to generate a wait list. April 8th through 10th, which is also on Easter weekend, is a lot more open. So if you're looking to get a team in and compete in the 11s, 12s, 16s and 17s divisions, April 8th through 10th is your weekend to compete. Also, registration is open for our Open National Championship in Dallas, Texas. It's like a fun time for the adults. We got a lot of fun things in the works here. And this is the year of growth. Every year is a year of growth. And I'm going to say it again. I'm so excited to be in Dallas this year.
It's a great city. Great city for opens.
Oh, really?
Unbiased opinion, obviously.
I don't know about that. We got to vet that. We got to check your sources there. I'm just kidding. But registration's open today. We have 30 divisions over the course of May 26th through the 31st. It's going to be a great time. The adults are really going to love this one for sure.
The only time I've ever competed at opens was in Dallas.
Really?
In fact, so not only am I from Dallas, but I also competed at the event in Dallas. So I can say it's a great time.
You should look at trying to repeat, you know, back to back times competing.
I don't know. Might have to do some high intensity training, some stretching.
Some hot yoga.
I gotta start my pregame stretching right now.
Gotta remember how to be an athlete, you know.
That's right.
Whew, man, my knees are hurting as I'm thinking about trying to get a team together too. But it'll be a fun time.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Thank you for those club event reminders. Moving on here. Remember, listeners, you can rate and review, share with friends, family, teammates. It really helps this podcast grow and reach new listeners. Check out our video podcasts now, our video episodes that are on our website and YouTube channel. Thank you for all your support. Do you know a club that should be featured? Maybe a story from an athlete or coach, club director, parent that you'd like us to share? You can email us at the USAB show at usab.org. Let me say that again. You can email us at the USAB show at usab.org. It's not like I read this every week.
I was going to tell you, pause for the dramatic effect this time.
That's right. Leave us feedback and let us know about any future topics that you like to hear about. Reminder, we have 3 episodes dropping this month. It is Regional Commissioner Month. This is number 2. Be on the lookout for our next episode coming out next week. Until next time, this is the USA Volleyball Show, the official podcast of USA Volleyball.
This has been the USA Volleyball Show with Clarence Hughes and Stephen Munson, produced by Curtis Ward. Our content producer is Laura Fawcett. Our marketing lead is Bree Jaycox. If you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to rate and review. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to the USA Volleyball Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.